Well, as you heard, there has been this incident on the London Bridge that has been declared a terrorist incident. Let's get more now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is Sky News reporter Enda Brady, who is based in London. Enda, thanks very much for joining us. So a few more details seem to have been filled in. We still don't know, however, just how many people were injured, do we?
Five people were stabbed in this. More detail emerging in the past half hour or so. Basically, it's a story of extraordinary bravery and heroism by members of the public. So let me just take you through what happened today, or what we know happened. Just before 2 p.m., reports started coming in of stabbings in a premises near London Bridge. Now, London Bridge is a key part of the city. Obviously, it's Black Friday. A lot of people are out shopping, Christmas shopping. It's very, very busy in London all the time. Several people were stabbed. And then this commotion is noticed on London Bridge. And basically, what that was members of the public tackling this guy. He's carrying a knife. He has been stabbing people. And at least 10 members of the public confronted this man. He was then seen to be wearing some sort of an explosive vest, which we now know was a hoax. He was wearing a vest, and it was designed to look as if it were a suicide bomber's vest. 10 members of the public tackled this guy. They got him onto the pavement, and they tried to restrain him. They were struggling. 10 people against this one guy, and they were struggling. They get the knife away from him, and then armed police turn up, and they take one look at this suicide vest, and they've shot the guy twice. He's dead. Five people injured, and a massive police investigation underway tonight here in London.
Oh, my goodness. And I would imagine that this is quite unsettling, especially in light of the 2017 incident.
Precisely. It's the same location. London Bridge, 2017. This is June the 3rd, 2017. Three jihadis with knives, very long knives, they crashed a vehicle on London Bridge and they ran into the Borough Market area, which is packed with pubs and cafes and restaurants, and they murdered 8 people. It was absolutely horrific what happened that night. I will never forget the aftermath of the London Bridge terror attack. It was truly appalling. So when the call came into police today that there was a guy with a knife on London Bridge, you know, any police officer will know the significance of that. They got there very, very quickly, and you'll see some video footage on your news bulletins throughout the day and the evening of the moments and the seconds leading up to the fatal shot being fired by police. So, huge investigation still underway. London Bridge sealed off, traffic chaos in much of central London, and everyone hoping for a speedy recovery for the 5 members of the public injured by this guy, and saluting the bravery of the 10 or so people who ran towards a man wearing a suicide vest carrying a knife.
Okay. You mentioned that the police got there very quickly. Was there something that changed that they did as far as their procedures between what happened in 2017 and today that improved the response?
The response in 2017 was rapid as well. I mean, from the very first phone call going in that there was an incident in 2017, within 7 minutes, all 3 attackers had been shot dead. And, you know, British police officers do not routinely carry weapons. It's not the same as in the USA. You know, over here, a police officer has a truncheon and they have a taser and a CS pepper spray. These officers who went in today were the elite. These are the specialist firearms officers. They're the best of the best the Metropolitan Police has in London. They were on the scene very, very quickly, and this guy was dead within seconds.
And at this point, we don't exactly know anything about this man, do we?
A bearded, tall individual. That's what one eyewitness described him as. We don't know his name. We don't know his nationality, where he's from. We know nothing about him. I would imagine in the next 24 hours, the police obviously will know who he is by now. They've had teams of detectives working on this. Obviously, they've searched his body, any identity documents he may have had on him. I reckon we'll know tomorrow.